If you have
a church.
Maybe that's where the clock, where we heard
Fiona,
the clock from.
This church doesn't have a bell tower. They've got the bells in the churchyard.
Oh.
What's the time? It's 5 to 12.
Well, we might hear the bells at 12. We might hear the bells at 12 if the clock goes. Oh.
You need somebody to for the choir, Fiona.
So, Fiona, it's an old wooden, you can see wooden posts open. And it's got a roof, clay roof.
Well, they're probably in the middle of a service, though.
No, this is in the church.
Oh.
Somebody's already walked there. You can see the dew on the grass has been...
Well, if there's a service, they might have come here first.
No.
Yeah, but we've got muddy wellies.
Doesn't matter, because this is the grass.
It's all gravelly inside.
Oh, I see, it's a gate.
Yeah. Well, inside the little timber frame.
It'll probably ring at 12 o'clock. Make us jump. Hang on.
Higher. Yeah.
Oh.
So here's the bell, Fiona. 1854, London. It's chained. Can you feel the chain?
Where's the chain? Oh, yeah.
And there's lots of turds here. Is that from birds, do you think?
Turds.
What does it say here? 100% wood?
Well, listen, they're singing. They're about to sing. Listen.
Prison founder.
With fan? Where was a founder?
Here's the prison founder. Foundry or something.
Shh!
Anyway, that was for your audio booth, yeah?
Yeah, just as well they're singing a hymn.
Yeah.
I love the building. Look at all the mosses on the little on the roof. Really, yeah.
I know this hymn. What's it called? It gives "Let there be light" at the end of every verse.
Mm-hmm. It's a Flint, partially Flint church. All Saints, Rabness. So is our cars parked at the end of the road here?
No. It's easy walking now.
Yeah.
Fiona can hear that noise. There's a noise a bit later. We can't hear it.
Do you want to go through a puddle, Fiona? To what?
Okay. Yeah. Can.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Is it working?
Look at this.
Wow, they're doing a lot of verses to that hymn. Oh no, Noel's rung me up. I'll ring him back in the car because I don't want to answer it now.
Why not?
Because we're walking and it's difficult.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who's singing? Is this Steely Span or something?
It is Maddie Pryor who's in Steely Span, yeah, but they're called Maddie Pryor and the Girls.
Oh, all right.
It'd be far easier to just sit in the car and ring him, won't it?
Stone Lane caravan site. Do you don't have any more livestock, do you, apart from a cat?
And the worms.
Tia's got a wormery.
Oh.
It's got a little wooden cabinet. Oh, it's plastic, is it? Cabinet, and she puts in rubbish at the top.
Yeah.
And then the worms eat it. And, you know, the shit comes out. And that's
nice.
That's good for the, yeah. Oh, we've got a little sign here. What does it say? The Star and Orwell Estuaries. The wildlife.
Oh, it's not a bird.
Yes, it is a bird.
Oh, but not a real one, perhaps.
Logo type.
There's tens of thousands of
birds. Are these oyster catchers, yeah?
Yeah. 50,000 birds arrive here each winter from as far as the Arctic Circle to feed on these lugworms, the snails and shrimps. What's that say? Port. Felixstowe.
The way that fire has gone through that tree. Remember just up the road from 77, was
the tree. The cliff erosion.
Well, I used to climb up there. And we're only about that far away from
the estuaries. The estuaries are spawning grounds for
herring.
Well, it's just like that. Playing around, and there's like a tree house you got up the top there.
Just
sit there and watch all the cars go by and throw acorns at them and things.
So where are we, Mill? Up in Mill is here. We are
up in safety in those days.
Just next to
that. Watching the birds land on and not get electrocuted. That's a thick wire, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it did.
Oh, there's somebody else, PB here, maybe on this side.
It's like the three cats came together.
It's called the Star Valley.
Maybe even here.
Because they used to have three cats.
Yeah, because
here's
the Royal Hospital still.
Yeah.
They used to have loads of problems.
It must be the wood where they sort of...
A lot more wood.
You can see, presumably you can see the estuary from here.
Oh yeah, normally.
If it wasn't so foggy. The weather forecast was right, Len. You know, there is, I don't mind, because I said to Christine on my birthday, we were going to go for a walk. You know, through Stowe Gardens, which is what the pictures were from. And she said, oh, well, the trees won't be there. But I do like the bare trees.
Nice.
Yeah.
Especially with the blue skies behind it.
Because, I mean, if you live in the tropics, you don't really get the structure of the trees, do you?
No, I think it's lovely. It's had all different.
It creates such a lot of variety over the seasons.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad we live in a country with seasons.
So in Canada, I suppose the autumns and springs aren't very long, are they?
No. It gets hot very quickly. From sort of snow. But, and then you have a period that it can be snow and minus 12 one day and 22 the next day.
Oh, really?
Day. Sort of very fluctuation for.
Is that a train or a plane?
Plane. So is that a substation, that noise, Theo? Did you see?
It's from a house. From a house. Oh. There. I don't know what it is. I can't hear it at all. Interesting.
When? Now?
No,
in a minute.
I heard Fiona, when Fiona was walking along the shingle.
Yeah.
I heard this. I said, Fiona, it's a funny noise. It came sort of from here, and it came out of her hearing.
Earphones.
Earplug.
I dropped the microphone.
The microphone was grating along the floor.
That's a train.
Yeah, I could hear the noise.
Is it?
Yeah, listen.
No.
Can you hear the noise?
Hang on. Oh, at like a high...
Yeah.
Oh, it's not very nice.
No, better Stefan and... Can you still hear it?
I can hear something, but it's not it.
There's a bird.
This house is... It's a very high-pitched noise. When you're older, you can't hear it anymore.
I can only just about hear it, but it's not very nice. We did it.
Can I have a listen?
No, I can't hear it.
I can.
Oh, well, we have to walk here, when they were little.
You can hear it, Fiona.
A bit, slightly.
I think it's an anti-dog or anti-cat thing.
Or anti-teenager.
Or anti-teenager.
Rabbit.
Just rodent control or...
They do, yeah.
They probably would.
Surprising how much pollution and noise. And
yeah, I know. When I've been on walks with the HF Holiday people in Yorkshire, it's, you know, in Yorkshire Moors, it's lovely and quiet. And
well, you think it is.
No, but it
until
we
an aeroplane
stopped.
Comes around.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But there weren't many aeroplanes there, fortunately.
Yeah. Is that a robin, Mum?
Yes.
Hey, robins.
Yeah.
Rats are salmon. Rats are salmon.
What is this?
Rats and salmon. That's what we're having around here.
Rats.
I just heard it. It's supposed to say wraps.
Oh!
Yeah, I was trying to think, what could it be?
No, it was.
Rats and salmon.
Yeah, gonna make us eat rats.
Right, left,
left.
Not far now,
at least
it's all already.
Right. Up.
On the path. You know all the views, you can start seeing
the other. What's the best time to eat a spring?
Any, I suppose.
I like the spring and all the flowers in the roots.
Birds are singing.
This year was really
nice,
it's tremendous
warm
autumn.
And everyone's out on the beach.
It's a car, isn't it?
No, bike.
Oh.
It's a big fat man, big fat tyres.
Oh, we had nothing. Yeah, you've got lots of trees around you, all different sorts of trees,
yeah.
Haven't you?
Yeah.
It's around us, so we haven't got that. The difference of trees, we haven't got that many. I mean, the oaks kept their leaves on for a long time, so they stayed dry.
Yeah.
Green for a long time. And then a lot of the old trees just drop their leaves quite early-ish.
And let's check again.
And we have Stowe Gardens nearby. You know, Capability Brown designed that.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're all sort of cultivated trees, aren't they?
Yeah.
You've got all the different leaves.
So you've got Radness. So you've got walking.
Oh,
and
sure.
A tractor.
The
and the church, yeah.
The sailing. It's actually quite nice, isn't it? With the birds on there as well.
Yeah. That's sort of like the valley, the Stour Valley Nature Reserve. That's better.
That's quite nice. Especially if you've got the sort of misty sky.
The Radness Village Hall, so it's got a...
What's it say on top of the boundary?
Yeah, do you want me to do that? I've got 21 magnification. Not that I want to brag or anything.
AD? Ah, 2000, the year 2000 or so?
Yeah, MM would be... Probably. No, hang on. AD. M isn't... is that M 1000?
Yeah, I could see it's... Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Year 2000. AD, probably a millennium thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's quite nice and clear.
Wow.
Yeah.
AD, AD M, M, M.
Yeah. You have?
Yeah.
I have too. My feet are always cold.
Yeah. Do you get toe blades?
No, I haven't. Well, I make sure I don't get. You know, I'm sort of very sensible. You need some of those socks, Sasha.
I wear socks to bed now.
Yeah,
Sasha,
I do.
Are you like 60 or something?
I wear socks in the summer as well to bed.
Really?
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm that bad. For the audio boo, this is my family who were ancient before their time.
It's nice to have a little balcony there. Don't know if people can... Up the top they will have, won't they?
Probably the shop.
Oh, car coming. Whoops.
It's soon after 12. Go home.
What's that called? It's big, isn't it? Davidii. It's big, isn't it? Yes, my friend had it.
Where the cars are, Fiona.
Ah.
So the railway station's on the left, Rapness.
Oh wow, they've even got a railway station here.
If we go quick. Find a car, Stuart. Find a car.
Oh my word, that was close.